From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Caribbean is being lashed by Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms spawned in the Atlantic Ocean in decades. The Category 5 storm has hit Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains. A local official of the French part of St. Martin said the French-Dutch-ruled island is almost completely destroyed. At least six people reportedly killed. The situation much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda, which bore the brunt of Irma earlier Wednesday. Garfield Burford, news director of ABS-TV on Antigua, spoke with Prime Minister Gaston Brown shortly after he had a helicopter tour of Barbuda.
He indicated that his government would mobilize an extraordinarily quick and urgent relief effort. And so water and other supplies, basic necessities, would be taken to Barbuda, he said, tomorrow, very early tomorrow.
The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas before it aims at Florida by week's end, where Rick Scott is governor.
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight, this order will go into effect for all residents. We can expect additional evacuations as this storm continues to near our state. Individuals with special needs started being evacuated from Miami this morning, and Miami-Dade County officials are also advising residents living in low-lying areas to start evacuating today.
Meanwhile, two more storms have been upgraded to hurricane status, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Angola's Election Commission Wednesday declared the ruling candidate João Lourenço, the next president replacing José Eduardo dos Santos, who's stepping down after nearly 40 years. The commission said he commanded more than 61% of the vote in last month's ballot. This is VOA News. The UN Syria peace envoy Stefan de Mistura Wednesday said given events on the ground, the country is facing a moment of truth. He pointed to a U.S.-backed rebel effort to liberate Raqqa from Islamic State and the breaking of an IS siege around Deir al-Zor by Syrian and allied forces. He said it's time for a renewed political dialogue.
We do plan, and I confirm it, to actually move forward with the plan to have serious negotiations in October between the government and the opposition, hopefully by that time, recalibrated in a unified way and with a pragmatic approach.
Also Wednesday, UN investigators concluded that the Syrian Air Force was responsible for last April's sarin gas attack on the village of Khan Shaykhun that killed more than 80 civilians. A Myanmar official Wednesday said his government is discussing with China and Russia efforts to block any UN Security Council criticism over a security crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in western Rakhine State. Nearly 150,000 have fled to neighboring Bangladesh following 2 weeks of violence believed to have left hundreds dead. President Donald Trump Wednesday said while the time for talking with North Korea is over, the use of military force is not his first priority. Mr. Trump spoke by phone with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, who insisted dialogue is the way to defuse the Korean crisis. Meanwhile, in South Korea, Defense Ministry spokesman Moon Sang-kyun announced the temporary installation of additional batteries of a U.S. anti-missile system called THAAD. Despite protests, it follows last week's sixth North Korean nuclear detonation, its most powerful so far. At the U.N., the U.S. is preparing a new draft Security Council resolution that would call for, among other things, an oil embargo of North Korea. The Parliament of Catalonia of Spain Wednesday voted to hold another independence referendum. The date set October 1st, but it's opposed by the government in Madrid. Atlantic Council analyst Carlos Castello said the regional government has been focused on this one issue.
The Catalonian Parliament and government has been pushing this issue for the last couple of years. I mean, it's been a one single issue agenda.
Catalonia staged a similar referendum in 2014, approved by an overwhelming number who cast ballots, but less than half of eligible voters took part. The U.S. military Wednesday said it killed three members of the Islamist al-Shabaab insurgency in an airstrike Tuesday in the Bay region about 75 kilometers west of the capital Mogadishu. The identities of the victims not released. It's one of several airstrikes carried out since President Donald Trump took office in January, expanding military operations against the jihadist group. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.